Kurt Suzuki got his final start in last night's game, and we are going to honor Kurt with a Suzuki stat in every segment for today's show. So get ready for that. How does Logan Ohapi compare to the number one prospect in baseball, who is also a catcher and plays for the Mets? And with $105 million committed to one, two, three players, what can we expect the Halos to do and what we can expect them to spend this offseason? We're going to talk all about that. You're Locked On with Mike and John, and this is Locked On Angels.
You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day. We're free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Would you give us a rate and a review? That would be so helpful to others trying to find the show. 5 stars, please. You can do that on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And if you're watching on YouTube, you can like, you can comment, you can subscribe, and click the bell to be notified every time a new episode drops. And today's episode is sponsored by Simply Safe Home Security with fast protection technology exclusively from Simply Safe. 24/7 monitoring agents capture evidence to accurately verify a threat for faster police response. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB to learn more.
Hey, we want to thank you for joining us for this edition of Locked On Angels, where it's your team every day. You've got the Frisch Brothers, aka the Super Halo Bros, here with you. My name is John, and that's my brother Mike.
And my name is Mike, and that's my brother John.
We're starting each segment with a Suzuki stat. So, Mike, hit us with the first one.
Well, let's honor Kurt Suzuki because last night was his final game, final start, and I loved that he came out after the first pitch and they pulled him out, gave him a standing ovation. All 16 A's fans stood to their feet and celebrated Kurt Suzuki. And then there was more, I think, players on the field celebrating Kurt than there was in the stands. But here's stat number one to honor Kurt Suzuki. He was drafted in the second round of the 2004 draft by the A's, Johnny. And he is the 67th overall selection from that season. So well done, Kurt Suzuki. We got a great stat for you in every segment, and we honor you. Thanks for being such a great guy, and thanks for being such a great player for us this year. Last year, but this year you were really great.
Yeah, much better in 2022, absolutely. Yeah,
yes.
That was a really great moment. That first pitch from Michael Lorenzen, Kurt Suzuki caught it, and you knew everybody was in on it except for those of us at home. When Phil Nevin came out, I was like, oh, what's happening? Oh, I'm starting to put it together. That was a really special moment for him and for the team, and for Tony Kemp to be gracious and even take that first pitch was really great to see as well. And the crowd gave him a good standing ovation. I'm sympathetic to the A's fans because of their ownership situation.
Oh, for sure.
I wouldn't want to go if they were a 100-loss team either.
Nope. It was hard to go and see the Angels this year because they just weren't really great. And so I can't imagine what it's like to be in Oakland. Plus, that stadium is just terrible. So, no, I'm sympathetic there. It just, you know, when you watch a game, it's just sad that he's having to have this be his last game and there's 16 people, 17 people in the stands, it feels like, right? And so, but I'm glad that they honored him the way that they did, and you can tell that it was a good moment for him, emotional moment for him. It's where he got his start, and it's where he got his final start. So that was really great.
Surprised he didn't play the whole game. That caught me off guard.
Yeah, I wonder if that was just because they wanted to pull him out and give him a standing O. I wonder if he'll start today. I don't think he will, but
no.
Maybe he's kind of done, and his body's kind of done, and so they're going to let him have a walk-off, a curtain call, so to speak, to walk off the field.
A curtain call? Well done.
That was not intentional.
Who's the dad here? Come on.
I know. I'm going to say it was intentional because it was pretty good.
There you go. Always say it was intentional.
Yes.
Hey, so the Angels lost in extras.
Oh,
again.
Hey, by the way,
yeah,
I hate extra innings.
Locked On Angels listeners, this is not a repeat of yesterday's episode.
No.
The Angels did lose in extras again, this time 2-1.
Yep.
And it was a walk-off
walk.
Michael.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Good grief. To walk in a run. Come on. I'm not even like mad. I'm just like, exactly. Yeah. You just shrug and say, yep, that about sums it up.
Yeah.
But it was a pitcher's duel until the eighth inning. Michael Lorenzen looked awesome.
He looks great
on the mound. That his fastball had some serious run on it, Mike. I was watching that thing move away and towards hitters all night long, hitting 95 on the gun. Can we bring him back, please? I would love to see him back.
Let's have him come back. Let's give him a good contract. I think he might be, what do you think, like a $12 million deal? Do you think it'll be higher than that? You think it'll be lower than that? Where is Michael Lorenzen on that salary?
That seems about right, about okay. $12 million or so.
One year? 2 years?
Yeah, maybe if you do two, you could get away with like 16 and do like 8 and 8 or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't see him being too expensive.
Sure.
But certainly at least next year, I think he would be a great piece of that rotation, especially with everything we've got going on with the youngsters in Sandoval and Suarez and Detmers. And then, of course, you got your ace in Shohei Ohtani. And that leaves one more rotation piece
yep.
for next season.
Yep.
And I think they go out and get somebody really solid for that. But Lorenzen was really solid last night. 6 innings pitched, 3 hits, 3 walks, 7 strikeouts, and no runs. And then they had Cole Irvin on the yeah. other side.
Six innings pitched, 4 hits.
And 5 Ks, no runs. So just a pitcher's duel all the way through. And the Angels trailed 1-0 in the top of the 9th. And then our boy, Levon Soto, comes through, Michael.
Yeah, he shall be called Levon, and he shall get a hit and then go to second on an error and then third base on a second error.
He was
and so
moving.
I love that because mm-hmm. a player like Levon Soto just causes chaos. We haven't had a chaos type of player for as long as I can remember, and I've mm-hmm. connected him to Eric Ibar, but I'm going to go way back to, like, even David Eckstein was kind of a mm-hmm. chaotic sort of player. Like, he would just cause people to mess up, and I love that he really forced the A's into those two errors. And then Matt Duffy comes through with an RBI single, and we mm-hmm. tie the game. And I wasn't too excited about extra innings, but I thought, hey, at least we tied the game, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, it all fell apart in that 10th inning, and the Angels walk the bases loaded and then walk the run in, and it's a yeah. walk-off walk. And
walk.
Again, the bullpen can't do anything for us. And so isn't it just like sweet poetry that we're in this moment, right? The last two games where the bullpen's like, hey, remember us?
Remember how good we are this season? Yeah. Oh, shucks. Hey, Ohtani wasn't able to get an 18-game hit streak, or yeah. I'm sorry, 19-game, correct me. That came to an end, and he almost had it, but Seth Brown ran that down.
That was a catch and a half, man.
And he had just moved there defensively yeah. as well. So that was, I mean, props to him for catching that one. But yes, it was a quiet night for the Halos. Mike Trout had a couple of good hits, and Anthony Rendon got a nice single. He played for about 6 innings.
That was
likely
good to see.
Will probably sit out tomorrow's or tonight's game, I should say. And as well, Ohtani is going to be on the mound looking for his 16th win this season. And it was a little bit scary because he got hit with that changeup,
yeah,
about 84 miles an hour, got him right on the like tricep area, right where the padding starts to like end, because he's all padded up
yeah.
on that elbow. He's got to protect that elbow. And yeah, changeup is a very slow pitch, but 84 miles an hour is still going to really hurt. And fortunately, he shook it off. It was his throwing arm, which was the scary part. So, he only needs one more inning to qualify as a pitcher and a hitter for the first time ever this season. And
yeah.
so I hope that he can get that 16th win on the mound.
That would be really great. And yeah, he's such a dude, right? He's such a beast. He can just bounce back from any of that stuff. I did have
yeah.
a thought, like, I wonder if the Angels are going to throw back. But you could tell, like, they were just over it, because when Rendon got hit, Rendon was like, no, I'm just going to first. Like,
I don't think
not getting into anything. And I don't think it was on purpose, but you just,
no,
that thought comes into your mind because it is Shohei, and You're thinking like, they hit our guy. We gotta protect our guy. But maybe mid-season they would have done that. But when you're both out of the playoffs and you don't really care and you got to get these games over with, it's not really worth all the hype and all the brouhaha, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
right?
Steven Vogt got a nice little recognition,
yeah.
I should say, because he is also retiring at the end of the season, and so that was great to see as well. And Mike, what would we do if we didn't talk about Aaron Judge getting his 62nd home run, breaking the American League record as the Yankees fall to the Texas Rangers 2-3? Y'all better bring your tungsten armo Doyle nonsense to Aaron Judge, because you've been doing it to the Angels all season long and talking about Shohei's incredible stuff and then saying, tungsten arm. And this is not Locked On Angels, listeners. It's everybody else who happens to come across our channel or our podcast, but I made sure to tweet it and made sure that everybody knows Aaron Judge had himself an old tungsten arm old oil moment. So yeah,
Johnny,
I'm not mad,
come on,
I'm
come
not
on.
Bitter about that at all.
Come on, listen, it was really cool to see the runner up for the MVP get a 62nd home run this season. And Johnny's only 11 home runs away from breaking the major league record. So that's pretty incredible too.
He's seventh most in home runs there have ever been. Incredible.
He's the fifth guy to hit 60. I mean, that's really awesome. I'm really glad
impressive.
He's the fifth guy to hit 60 when Shohei Ohtani is the first guy to do pretty much everything anything and everything, right?
Literally anything.
Not that I had a text message thread with a friend about that yesterday that talked a lot about the Yankees, and I just went off. I just want you to know I went off. So maybe I'll just send it to you and you can tweet that.
Yeah, that sounds good. Tweet it.
Well, coming up on Locked On Angels, with $105 million committed to three players, what can we expect our Halos to do this offseason? Spend or run it back with those young guys? But first, Locked On Angels is brought to you by Simply Safe. In the last decade, John, over 4 million people have said yes to a Simply Safe home security system to protect their home, because at Simply Safe, your safety is what matters. They protect you with cutting-edge security technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring agents who always have your back. Here's why you're going to love Simply Safe. It's super customizable. You don't have to purchase things that you don't want and that you don't need. You just get what you want when you order it. The system integrates well into your home, and it's easy to self-install. That's really good news for people like me who are just terrible at that. And you don't have to have a tech come out and schedule something with them. Plus, you won't have this bulky unit that damages or messes up your home's design. This system will bring you the security that you want and the peace of mind that you need while you're asleep at night or you're away during the day. Simply Safe is easy to use, whether it's controlling your system from your phone with the app or accessing and watching crystal clear HD live stream from your security cameras, or talking with one of the Simply Safe agents who are monitoring your system and call you the moment a threat is detected to get you the help that you need. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB. You can save 20% on your Simply Safe security system when you sign up for an interactive monitoring plan and you get your first month free. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB to learn more. Remember, there's no safe like Simply Safe.
Hey, we want to thank you for making Locked On Angels your first listen of the day, and we want to remind you that today is the last day to get in our 2022 player survey. You can grade each member of the Angels roster, and you can share those grades with us. We're going to compile them up and share them with you on Friday's episode, so be sure you take care of that survey today. It's in the episode description, whether you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or you're here on YouTube watching us, right there in the episode description, all you got to do is click that link, get in our survey, share your grades and your comments with us. We're really looking forward to it. Now, Mike, I have a Kurt Suzuki stat for you for this segment.
Hit me.
Let's take a look at his career OPS. He's got a career OPS of 702 and 143 home runs in his career. Well done, Kurt.
143 Zook nukes for Kurt
That's
Suzuki.
Right.
What a good guy.
Right.
What a good guy. Speaking of catchers, Johnny, the Mets recently called up the top MLB prospect, their top prospect, and Major League Baseball's top prospect, catcher Francisco Alvarez, to the big club. Alvarez is, they're really excited about him. He's a really great catcher, and the Mets are high on him, and so they thought that he could add some extra joy and extra oomph to those Mets as they finish the season. And quite honestly, how Mets fans and the Mets organization is feeling about Alvarez, is the same way that we're feeling about Logan Ohapi. So let's compare the both, Johnny. I'm going to talk about Alvarez, and then you talk about Logan Ohapi. So here's Alvarez's numbers in the minor leagues this year. First, he's 20 years old, so he is young. And here's his stat line. 260, a 374 on base percentage, and a 511 slugging percentage with an 885 OPS. He's got a 136, this is your favorite stat, John, weighted runs created plus, 27 home runs, 78 RBIs. He's walked 70 times in 112 games. So those are really great stats. But John, share Logan Ohapi's stats because they're very similar.
Oh, Michael, you're going to love this.
Okay.
Logan Ohapi at 22 years old, bat 283. He's got a 416 on base percentage, a 544 slugging percentage, which is good for a 960 on base plus slugging. Oh, that's interesting. He's batting better in average, better in on base percentage, and slugging percentage? Listen to this. He's got a 159 weighted runs created plus, meaning he's 59% better than the average MLB player. 26 home runs, 78 RBIs, 70 walks in 104 games.
Wow.
So 8 games less than Alvarez, and he's got some pretty good stats. He's got similar numbers, but he has the edge in a lot of those critical areas, like OPS, which you really would like to see. And he's hitting just as well. He's smashing the ball. He's got the same amount of home runs, just about, just one less. And those 78 RBIs are right there in line with Alvarez.
Yeah.
So what does this say about the future of Logan Ohapi? What do you think?
Can we be hyped on Ohapi? Because I want to be hyped on him, because this guy...
Only if you can say it correctly.
I can't say it correctly. Can we be hyped on Ohapi?
Oh, hyped on Ohapi.
I'm hyped, yeah. Johnny. I'm excited about him. I think that he is the guy that we can rely upon, and it's not wishful thinking. And the name that I bring up a lot on this pod since we first started is Brandon Wood and Dallas McPherson, some of those guys that we were like, these guys are so great, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guys that they were unwilling to trade for, like Roy Halladay and other pitchers and other players, because they were so hyped on them. And then when they got there, it was like, this is the guy that we decided to keep?
This is the guy?
This is the guy? This is the guy? And so with Ohapi, though, there's been a different energy about him, a different vibe about him. And when he has come up, he has looked very confident behind the plate, and he's looked very confident with the bat. Similar to Levon Soto. Soto just looks like he's somebody that can't be stopped. And yeah. Ohapi and is the same way.
Took advantage of those errors in the game last night and ran from second to third. I mean, smart base running. Just knew what he was doing.
Yeah. So I think the future of Logan Ohapi is one that we can be really hyped about, really excited about. I think that what we see in the minor leagues is the guy that will translate in the major leagues. Find it interesting that he's just 2 years older than Alvarez, but has very similar stats. And I'm always interested in how they rank players, right? Remember when Lindsey Crosby was on the show and he was telling us that it really is, it's opinion, right? It's these guys. I saw this guy more than I saw this guy. But I'm wondering, now that Ohapi is up, more eyes will be on him. I'm wondering if opinions are going to change and he'll just rise up the ranks in the prospect rankings. I'm hyped on him. I think that he should be on this major league roster next year. And I would go as far as to say that if he's not playing more than Stassi, he should at least be playing equal time with Stassi next season. What about you? What's the future say in your mind about Logan Ohapi?
I think Keith Law just named him his number one prospect in terms of performance, the way he's come up and
way to go, Keith,
and done really well. So and how he did in AA this season, especially coming over from the Phillies organization and fitting right in to the Trash Pandas and really just making an impact. I mean, that was incredible to see. Mike, I want to do some comparisons before I get sold on this.
Okay.
But follow me on this. Does he give you Buster Posey vibes?
Ooh, that's a great comparison.
You like that?
I like that a lot, yes.
I want to see how they compare behind the plate, look at some of Posey's best highlights, his best moments, and compare that with Ohapi, because the way that Logan was moving around behind the plate, on Monday night was super impressive. The way that he was able to dive out and catch Sandoval's like wild throw because he slipped and keep that from going all the way to the backstop. He's just like a tall, limber, young 22-year-old who can move around back there. And I think he has a long career ahead of him as being one of the best catchers and probably the best catcher that the Angels have had in a very long time, most consistent. And even if the bat is league average, I mean, that's already better than what we have. But he's proven to have some pop. He's proven to have some power. And I think once he gets used to major league pitching, I think that's the one thing that's missing for him right now is the big stats from AA haven't quite translated. But that also comes with opportunity. But from what I can see in watching him, he's got a good eye at the plate. He knows how to draw the walk. He got his first RBI the other night. And so, yeah, he's on his way. And I'm really excited for what Logan Ohapi has to offer the Angels moving forward.
All right, here's your third Kurt Suzuki stat to honor Kurt. His last game was last night. Johnny, did you know he's married? He has a daughter and two sons. And he started the Kurt Suzuki Family Foundation in 2011 to support scientific research of chronic illnesses, specifically kidney disease. And this research encourages and promotes healthy lifestyle choices. So I love when baseball players, sports players do stuff like this, where they use their resources for really positive and helpful, hopeful things. So that's our final Kurt Suzuki stack. What a season, stat, sorry, I can't speak. What a season he has had, and we honor the guy and appreciate all that he has done for Major League Baseball, especially for the Angels.
Absolutely, it's great to see him, like you said, using those resources that he's earned over the years and to give back in that way. Also, can't deny that he had that All-Star campaign with the Braves.
Yep.
The Angels posted an incredible video of former teammates saying goodbye and good luck and congratulations. And you think about, he caught Max Scherzer for that World Series Nationals team and then just an impact player on the Braves and the Twins, the two stints in Oakland. He's seen a lot of different players and has caught a lot of frames of baseball, Mike.
Yep.
And so, yeah, just an incredible career. And I mentioned this when he had first announced it. The last active teammate of Mike Piazza, Kurt Suzuki. That is just a wild stat to me. I love that stat.
Speaking of great careers, John, three guys that have really carved out a great career are Trout, Otani, and Rendon. And they all play for, our Angels. And
hey,
they
us.
Are going to cost, our Angels $105 million next season. So that's a lot. Right? It's 43% of the $233 million luxury tax threshold for next season. So to break down their salary specifically, Mike's going to make $35.5 million next season. Rendon's going to make $35 million. And Shohei is going to make $30 million. So using Artie's salary limit, he uses the luxury tax threshold as kind of his ceiling on how much he's going to spend. If the ceiling next year is $233 million, that means that we have about $130 million to spend. Now, I know that arbitration deals will be in there, and there are some other contracts that are in there. So let's wipe away $30 million just to cover that, right? Wouldn't that be great to just wipe away $30 million? Let's wipe away $30 million, right? Now, that leaves us at maybe about $100 million, give or take some millions of dollars, right? Here's the question that we're going to wrestle with. Does this mean that the Angels actually have some room for a big signing? Or should we expect the Angels to run it back with the young guys and not spend on big contracts?
To me, I think I mentioned this yesterday. You just need like three or four pieces. You need some bullpen help. You need another starting pitcher. You need a left fielder and maybe even an infielder. But the other thing is, Mike, we've got pitching options for the bullpen. We have young arms who could contribute. We haven't seen Chris Rodriguez all season. Yeah. I know he had some time in the bullpen last season and also started a couple of games. I could see him being an integral piece of the bullpen, maybe even a closer type, like a K-Rod type. I think you've brought that up before, not just because they're C-Rod and K-Rod, but they have a very similar profile. And to me, I think if you have $100 million to spend, you could easily get 4 to 6 players with that salary to really shore up what you already have. Look, depth is the biggest problem that the Angels have had for the last 8 years. They have nobody to come up when somebody goes down with an injury. In fact, I even think about when Garrett Richards got hurt during our best record in the league season, 2014, we definitely were saved by the likes of Matt Shoemaker, who stepped in for Tyler Skaggs. But then every time it was Richards' turn in the rotation, it was a bullpen game.
Yeah.
And I wish I could remember the guy's name who we counted on, but his brother was an outfielder and he was a pitcher. I got to go back and look at that. But all that to say, if we just get 4 to 6 players, and they don't have to be the guys, they don't have to be the superstars.
Right.
They can be serviceable, they can be helpful. And then if you lose somebody at shortstop, second base, third base, then you have Renjifo and Soto and Fletcher to fill in at that spot. And that's not to say they won't already be in playing these games constantly. So I think you take that $100 million, and maybe he doesn't want to go right up to the $233 million luxury tax threshold, so maybe it's more like 90. I still think you can get 4 to 5 players with that amount of money. And there's so many great options out there. And you and I will explore who's out there and who we'd like to see the Angels sign, you know, as the season draws near. And to me, I just think that's more than enough money to fill in the 4 or 5 critical spots that the Angels need to fill in to be able to contend next season. But what say you?
I am really going to go in the opposite direction here, and here's why. I think that because Artie selling the team, I think because Artie has already set a spending limit for himself, I think that Artie is probably going to have Perry Manassian run back with the young guys. Now, that doesn't mean they're not going to sign some people. I think like a Lorenzen will get signed, but I don't see really big signings like, say, what the Mets did last or this season to start this season. I went back and looked at the Mets in 2021 and then looked at them this season. Their record in 2021 was similar to where we're going to end up this season, last year. And then they went and got Marte and they got Canna, right? And then a big signing was Max Scherzer. But those pieces were so integral to the team that they are right now. Look at what it did. And I know that they also got a new manager and Buck Showalter came in. Look at what little pivots can actually do. So I'm hopeful that Artie sees that and gives Perry the permission to go and do that. I just know that being an Angel fan for as long as we've been Angel fans, and especially during the last 20 years of Artie's reign, I've just seen him not do, or at least not give permission for the GM to do what is needed. And I wonder if, like, Levon Soto's last few games, I mean, he was 21 of 51 in 21 hits out of 51 at-bats, right? I wonder if that's going to be something that's going to be, like, fool's gold for Artie. And he's like, no, let's just run it back with this guy and have Renjifo play short, right? I don't think I'd be mad at that. But I do want to see the Angels, especially if this is Shohei's last season, I do want to see the Angels actually make a run. I just think that as an Angel fan, my expectations are, why would Artie do anything outside of what he's already done historically, where he'll go and spend a bunch of money on one player, and then we'll just try to domino or puzzle piece everything else together. So I'm hopeful you're right. I think that that's what they need to do. But I do have an expectation that perhaps they're going to try to run it back with the young guys and not spend that much money. I can't see them going over what they spent this year. I think it was like $187 million. I can see them trying to land in that world again for 2023.
Already going out in this last season, and who knows how long the sale is going to take, but does he want to go out with a whimper, or does he want to go out and have a win and have a winning season?
I don't think he cares.
The other thing is,
I don't think he cares.
I understand that, But you know what he does care about is his finances and his money.
Yeah.
And they were in under 3 million attendance this season for the first time in 20 years. And that's a pretty big hit. That's a really significant hit.
Understandable. But however, he's going to get, what, $3 billion when he sells this team? He's going to sell this team. And so he's going to make his money back and then some. And so I don't think that might be what's at the top of his mindset. Like, man, I really want to go out with a bang. I think he wants to go out with a bang in the wallet and wants to have all of the resource that he can. And so how much money can I save and then sell the team and get this money so that I can walk out of here and take care of my family? You know, I think that those are the types of thoughts I think that Artie's having right now.
Well, he's already taking care of his family. They're doing just fine with everything that they've earned. But
what about his Halo family?
Man, I just think that they are just a few pieces away from making things work.
Agreed.
And if he would just get out of the way and let Perry Manassian get those 4 to 5 to 6 players that they could spread the wealth around and lock up some consistent guys. And it doesn't have to be Trey Turner. It doesn't have to be Dansby Swanson. It could be a Josh Bell. It could be a Brandon Drury, right? And it could be Jock Peterson, who loves his one-year deals and is part of the World Series team every year except for this year.
Yeah,
because he's Dodgers 2020 and Braves 21. Man, it just is going to take a few pieces to get right. And who knows if Artie is going to step out of the way and give Perry permission or take his money bags and ride out into the sunset this year.
Well, thanks for making Locked On Angels your first listen today. Now make your second listen, the Locked On MLB podcast with MLB expert Paul Francis Sullivan. You can follow the number one daily league-wide podcast on the Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, give us a follow at Locked On Angels on Twitter and, of course, at Super Halo Bros on Twitter and Instagram. We love connecting with you there on social media. Mike, what do we have on deck for tomorrow's show?
You and I are going to talk about what the Angels should prioritize in the offseason. We're each going to bring 3 priorities. What are the top 3 priorities for Perry and for the organization? We're going to talk that through tomorrow on Locked On Angels.
How about a winning season? Let's make that a priority.
That's one.
That's one. All right.
That's for tomorrow, John. Come on.
All right, y'all. Until tomorrow's show, my name is John, and that's my brother Mike.
And my name is Mike, and that's my brother John.
That's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Angels. We hope that you'll join us again tomorrow. Thanks again for taking the time to spend time with us, and we'll see you tomorrow.